We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing, praise to the King.
So join us as we learn about God,
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children, of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
I'm Karen.
Hey, I'm Carolyn.
Hi, I'm Nadia.
Hey, I'm Ryan.
Hey, I'm Becca.
Hi, I'm Alexa.
How are you? I'm Hallie.
Hi, I'm Gwenny.
Our God can do anything. He sends us people miracles. Strong and mighty, all-powerful, kind and gentle.
Now, there was an amazing story.
God protected Moses as a baby and brought him to live with the ruling family in Egypt.
God's people were living in Egypt as slaves.
God chose Moses to guide them out of Egypt into the Promised Land.
Moses did some amazing things with God's help.
He brought plagues on the people of Egypt.
Frogs.
Boils.
Flies.
Darkness.
Locusts. Water became blood.
No matter what happened to Pharaoh and his people,
Pharaoh would not let the Israelites go.
The Pharaoh's heart was hard.
The people of Egypt saw God's power.
The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob was in control.
Moses went to the Pharaoh one last time. We will see how God saved his people.
Now the Lord said to Moses, "I will bring one more plague on Pharaoh and on Egypt.
Every firstborn son in Egypt will die, from the firstborn son of Pharaoh who sits on the throne,
to the firstborn son of the slave girl who is at her handmill.
There will be loud wailing throughout Egypt."
worse than there has ever been or ever will be again.
This was the final plague that the Lord had brought on the people of Egypt.
The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in Egypt,
"Each man is to take a lamb for his family.
Kill them at twilight.
Then take some of the blood and put it on the sides and tops of the doorframes of the houses of the Israelites.
That same night they are to eat the meat roasted over the fire,
along with bitter herbs.
On that same night I will pass through Egypt and strike down every firstborn,
both men and animals.
And I will bring judgment on all the gods of Egypt.
I am the Lord.
The blood will be a sign for you on the houses where you are.
And when I see the blood, I will pass over you.
No destructive plague will touch you when I strike Egypt.
This is a day you are to remember.
For generations to come, you shall celebrate it as a festival to the Lord.
It was on this very day that I brought you out of Egypt.
This was the final plague on Egypt. Finally, Pharaoh would let God's people, the Israelites, go. Imagine the suffering when the firstborns in Egypt were killed, and imagine the terror living during this time. But God would keep his promise and save his people. He would pass over their houses. What did God tell the people of Israel to do?
Each family of the Israelites was to take a lamb and kill it, and with its blood paint it over the door sill of their house.
It had to be a perfect lamb.
Huh, Becca?
They had to eat bread without yeast.
Why do you think they ate bread without yeast?
It takes longer for the yeast to make the bread rise.
Yeah, it takes hours. They wanted to get it done quickly. So, God would see their homes, and then he would do what to them?
Pass over their houses.
Passover, and that's the way we get the word Passover. God passed over them, because what happened to the people of Egypt?
Their firstborn would die.
That's right. Then the Bible says there was wailing in Egypt. What's wailing, Alexa?
It's like severely crying, like so much that you can't like contain yourself. You're just kind of like,
yeah, their hearts were aching. After he passed them by, he gave them some instructions for the future. What was that, Becca?
To keep celebrating this holiday.
Keep celebrating the what?
Passover.
The Passover, that's right. And Jews from the time of Moses all the way to the present time celebrate Passover. This was a feast that Jesus ate with his disciples before he was led away to be crucified. His
Last Supper.
Jesus prepares a glorious feast. Come to his table. Come break the bread. Come taste the wine. All who believe. And do this to remember him. This is his body broken for you. Come to his table. And this is his blood that was poured out for you. Do this to remember him. Thanks be to God, he sent Jesus, his son, into this world of sin, denied and betrayed. He gave his life. Jesus is waiting, and he will forgive. Do this to remember him. Do this to remember him.
Jesus and his disciples got together in the upper room.
While they were eating, Jesus took bread,
gave thanks and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying,
Take and eat, this is my body.
Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and offered it to them, saying,
Drink from it, all of you.
This is my blood of the covenant,
which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins.
Jesus is our Passover lamb. Can you explain why?
His blood saved us.
Just like it saved the Israelites.
Jesus died for our sins.
Jesus is the only Passover lamb that we will ever need.
Let's bow our heads and pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for shedding your blood for us. You saved us from certain death. Our sins are forgiven. Because of your love for us, we will live with you forever in heaven. When you died, you gave all who believe in you life. And we thank you, Jesus. All praise and honor, glory and power, now and forevermore. In your name we pray. Amen.
We have a beautiful story to tell.
It's a story about Jesus.
The world needs to hear about his love.
Tell someone you know about Jesus.
And remember, Jesus is the Passover lamb.
The Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. See you next time.
Contact us, here's our phone number.
1-800-527-5522.
Or you can write to us at
Karen and Kids, P.O. Box 168, Timonium, Maryland, T-I-M-O-N-I-U-M, 21094.
Visit us online at
www.karenandkids.com.
Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.